জ্ঞানীল প্রেম ধন করুণা প্রচুর হেন প্রভু কোথা গেলা আচার্য ঠাকুর তাহা মোর স্বরূপ রূপ তাহা সনাত দাস রঘুনাথ পতিত পাব তাহা মোর ভট্ট যুগ তাহা কবিরা কালে কোথা গেলা গৌরা নচরা ভাষানে কু শিব মাথা অনলে পশিব গৌরাঙ্গ গুণের নিধি কোথা গেলে পাব সেসব সঙ্গীরা সঙ্গে যে কইলা বিলা সঙ্গনা পায়া কান্দে নরোত্তম দানীল প্রেম ধন করুণা প্রচুর প্রভু কোথা গেলা আচার্য ঠাকুর হেন প্রভু জয় বৈষ্ণব ঠাকুর জয় বৈষ্ণব ঠাকুর জয় বৈষ্ণব ঠাকুর জয় বৈষ্ণব ঠাকুর জয় ভক্তি সিদ্ধান্ত ঠাকুর প্রভু পাদ জয় ভক্তি সিদ্ধান্ত ঠাকুর প্রভু পাদ জয় প্রভু পাদ প্রভু পাদ জয় প্রভু পাদ পাদ শিল প্রভু পাদ
ভক্তি সিদ্ধান্ত ঠাকুর প্রভুপাদ And Pran Ravindra Prabhu was reading this nice story about the mercy of the spiritual master. I had a couple of thoughts come through my mind. This first thing is that we shouldn't follow in his footsteps. That is,
thank you.
The devotee should not think that the spiritual master will come and save me at the time of death. Srila Prabhupada was asked about that one time, and he said, "I said, don't try to make this. Don't try to make me come back for you." And I was also thinking about one godbrother. He was a very nice, dear friend, associate in Vrindavan, Radhapati Prabhu. Some of you may know him. He told us that he was a medic in the Vietnam War, and he woke up in a body bag. They put the dead bodies in. So he had some service to perform. He was very dear to the residents of Vrindavan, and by his service attitude. Service attitude is the life of the devotee. So today, disappearance day of His Divine Grace, Om Vishnupad Paramam Safar Raja Kacharya Astachar Sita Shishnamad Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. I was looking, there's a compilation of Prabhupada's talks on different festival days. And I noticed that, I remember, and I was a new devotee, 1973, they picked me up in Madison, Wisconsin, traveling party, Satsarupa Maharaj and his band of devotees. Ghosta Bihari Prabhu was there, and Ganesham before becoming Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj. Vishalaksha, Jayadvita was visiting Jayadvita Maharaj. And so they picked me up. I remember we had the program while I was still not... hadn't gone anywhere with them, but we had a Thanksgiving program in Madison. And then we went to Chicago, where I shaved up, first temple I visited. We went also, I think there was a preaching center, I think it was Cincinnati. And I think we were on our way to St. Louis, or Dallas maybe. And the Srila Prabhupada was in Los Angeles at the time. They called us to Los Angeles, and they called me, Satsarupa Maharaj, they called to Los Angeles, so we all went. And so from Thanksgiving to this disappearance day of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur in 1973 came on December 13th, and I was thinking that the day before, the Bhagavatam class seemed familiar to me. I don't know if it's because I had heard it sometimes before, but I think it was, I remember very vividly the lecture Srila Prabhupada gave on the disappearance day. So I was just a couple weeks as a devotee, and I remember Srila Prabhupada at the end of the lecture. He was very emotional, became very emotional, and he started crying about how the devotees had helped him in his service to his spiritual master. So this is the whole process of devotional service. Devotional service, we have to render devotion with devotion, service to the spiritual master, who is the via medium of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yasya prasada bhagavat prasada. Yasya prasada nagati kutopi. That the mercy of the spiritual master is the one gets the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And so we mostly know these pastimes, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. There was actually one other verse, lecture that Srila Prabhupada gave in Los Angeles. I don't know if you were there, 73 or 79. He gave also a lecture in Los Angeles about the disappearance of the of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And he told the story. He started off with this story about the sadhu who went around giving benedictions that the Rajaputra Chiranjiva, that dear son of the prince, you live long time, Chiranjiva. And then they gave the brahmachari that you die very soon, and the butcher, Jiva Va Marava, don't live, don't die. And the sadhu, Jiva Va, no, the butcher was Jiva Ma. Jiva Ma. Jiva Ma. Marava. Ma. Ma. Don't. There's a Panditji here. And Va, it means or. So the sadhu, he said, Jiva Va Marava, that you live or you die. I was thinking the other day, this just came to my mind, that what kind of benediction that I would take from this sadhu, which one of these benedictions we would ask from this sadhu. So this is the way he started out the 1969 lecture in Los Angeles. In 1973, he started off by saying, talking about prakat and aprakat, that the disappearance and appearance of the spiritual master, just like the appearance and disappearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is transcendental. Janma karma cha me divyam. It's transcendental, and he said there's no difference. There's no difference because the spiritual master, not only the spiritual master, he said that not only the spiritual master, not only the Supreme Lord, but every living entity is eternal. Nityo nityanam, chetanas chetananam, that the living entity never lives, is born or dies. Nahanyate hanyamani sharire. That's simply the transformation of the body, the material body. There's a nice verse in the fifth canto about how a devotee who is engaged in so many processes of austerity and worshipping the deity and studying the scriptures, if he becomes fearful of death like the materialist, then what is the use of all of his religious activities, his austerities and chanting and study of scriptures? One has to be fearless at the time of death. Bajajuremana Srinandanandana Bhayacharana Ravindu. So, anyway, the appearance of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was very transcendently, different symptoms were there, of course, that they heard those things, that how his, the umbilical cord became like a Brahman thread was there. And All these different symptoms of a great personality were observed on his body. Those are described in Nectar Devotion, I think. How the different symptoms of different parts of the body, some are long, some are short, some are wide, some are reddish, with palms like that. And so he was decorated with all these symptoms, and furthermore, shortly after his birth, the Rathyatra cart came and stopped, and the garland of Lord Jagannath came down on the child, because, of course, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was the son of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, who was at that time the district magistrate of Jagannath Puri, very important official, so his wife was given free entrance onto the cart. And then there was another very instructive pastime that took place. Srila Prabhupada mentioned that how Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, as a child, he said maybe 2 or 3 years old, he ate one mango. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur mildly chastised him. He said, "Oh, that has not been offered yet to the deity, and you've eaten this? This is not very nice." So, as an acharya, one who teaches by example, he took a vow never again to eat mango throughout his whole life. He was 2, 3 years old, hardly can be accountable for his actions, but still, he took that vow, and he never again ate mango. This is, Dridavrata. One has to be very determined in his activities of Krishna spiritual cultivation like that. So, I was looking for something in particular. I was looking through folio, and it got like a little theme here. Some of the different things, some of the different one sentence quotes that Srila Prabhupada made about Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So I think I was going to go through a few of these that Srila Prabhupada said that my Guru Maharaj used to say, "Don't try to see God, but work in such a way that God will see you. God will take care of you. You don't have to try to see him." So, he quoted also that modern world is a society of cheaters and the cheated. Many times this came up in Srila Prabhupada's teachings. The whole material world, people are, they claim they have big titles and big positions and big bank accounts, and everyone wants to listen to them. "Oh, this is very wonderful that they have big title, so many college degrees, they are very learned." But these such learned persons, Srila Prabhupada points out that their personal habits, their personal, first of all, they don't know even who they are. But to speak of what is the goal of life, their personal activities, I don't know, maybe some individuals may be exceptions, but generally they have very poor character, because as Queen Kunti says, was that Sri Aishwarya Prajapshava Edamana Madapuman, that these riches, good parentage, education and wealth, these are just like edamana, but mada means intoxication. They intoxicate one and make one completely forgetful, becomes very much attached to the body and the activities of the bodily senses like that. So, therefore, we don't, Srila Prabhupada's qualification, he says, are they surrendered to Krishna? If not, they are fallen to four categories. But that muda namam duskritana muda prapajante naradama maya apritajana asuram bhavam ashrita. So these four categories are there: the fools, rascals, and those whose knowledge is taken away by maya. They have no good qualifications. Therefore, this world is the world of cheaters and cheated. People follow such cheaters and goes on. Another quote he gave is that that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, of course, he founded the Gaudiya Math. They had approximately 64 temples, I think is the number that is usually given, 64 temples around India and a few outside of India in Burma. He sent also devotees to England. They met that Lord Zetland. He asked him if he could become a Brahmin. He said, yes, you can become a Brahmin. Just follow these four regulative principles. He said, impossible. So he tried to spread this Krishna consciousness all over the world. And he made statement that he said, if by selling all these temples I could turn one man to Krishna consciousness, my mission will be successful. So this is the whole purpose behind all these activities of our Krishna consciousness movement, just to make one person, well, at least one person, pure devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is actually the glories of the spiritual master. Just like the father, he wants his children to become successful in their activities. So the spiritual master, he wants to have his disciple very qualified in devotional service. How pure in his motives, that is the qualification that a devotee should be free from anyabhilashita, that the all extraneous desires, to get free from these contamination of the material world, that is not free from this propensity for cheating that we should do. So this is the, he said, the Srila Prabhupada many times quoted Chanakya Pandit. He says that what is the use of so many millions of stars in the sky, but one moon gives more light than all these millions of stars. So that moon, he wanted to have many moons, devotees that are like the moon. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was what are called a Khanda Brahmachari. From his childhood, he was he founded one society one time, the Brahmachari Society, and he had some other members like that. And he was quoted one time as saying, if I could produce really Krishna conscious children, I would have sex 100 times. But why should I have sex just to produce cats and dogs? That's another quote that's sometimes given. Not much more need to be said there. He condemned those who make a show of being devotees and spend all day and night within closed doors chanting Hare Krishna. He was sometimes, Srila Prabhupada said that, quoted him as saying, prana che jar sehe tu prachar. I think that's the proper way. He said that those who have life should preach. This is the symptom of one who has life in Krishna consciousness, that he preaches for the benefit of other people. He doesn't keep that knowledge that we've been given, most important knowledge of Krishna consciousness, that can, Raja Vidya, that can save people from repeated birth and death within this material world. This is the whole point, that the Krishna consciousness movement can give what no other branch of knowledge can give. No other advancement, so-called advancement of knowledge, can give relief from the four pangs of material life. janma mrityu jara vyadi, birth, death, old age, and disease. Only Krishna consciousness movement is the only means for solving these problems. And very instructive, of course. We've heard many times, my Guru Maharaj used to say that as soon as you rise from bed, what should you do? Beat your mind 100 times with your shoes. And when you go to bed at night, you should beat your mind 100 times with a broomstick. In this way, you'll be able to control your mind. I was talking with one of our godbrothers yesterday. They said that that's in the... He was making a joke, I think. He said that in the... We were trying to remember. We didn't have the writing. He said whether it was the broomstick in the morning or the shoes in the morning. And said, well, one is in the northern summer hemisphere and one is south in the southern hemisphere. That reminds me that... I don't know who that was we were talking with. That Chuttananda, he was telling us that when Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur visited Kanyakumari, which is a famous, very famous temple, the southern tip of India. Southern tip, is it? Yeah, I think it is southern tip of India. That there's a big statue of Durga looking north. And there's another famous statue of Lord Shiva in the very northern part of India looking south. So the general accepted understanding is that they're looking across India at each other. But when Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur visited that place, he said that, no, they're wrong. This is not Durga. This is Radharani. She's looking up north, waiting for Krishna to come at Vrindavan. She's waiting at Krishna, for Krishna. So this is the transcendental vision of the devotees, seeing everything in relationship with Krishna. How to come to that point, the mercy of the spiritual master. So he said, another quote is that my Guru Maharaj, my spiritual master, used to say that you have to select a spiritual master not by seeing, but by hearing. By hearing. One should hear carefully from the spiritual master and understand. This was many times Srila Prabhupada said. I think I also one time heard Srila Prabhupada speaking about the predictions of Kali Yuga from the 12th canto, and he spoke some gibberish, completely unintelligible, not even any words. He said this is one of the qualifications of Kali Yuga, that one can speak so much nonsense and no one will understand. And he's such a learned person. So there was some personalities like that in the 70s. Of course, they're still going on, I'm sure, in some places, but so-called gurus. Srila Prabhupada didn't like they given even that title. These bogus gurus, they can't be guru then if they're bogus. But they're Maharaj-ji and we don't want to speak any words, names or anything. And one of the most famous ones, he said, my Guru Maharaj used to say that this place is not fit for a gentleman's living. Yeah, this material world was filled with that. Krishna, first of all, probably in the 8th chapter, Dukalayam Ashashvatam, that this material world is a place, is certified. The Creator, He's designed it in that way, Dukalayam. That he is a miserable place. You can't try to make some kind of adjustment, material adjustment, and make it change it from dukkalayam to sukkalayam, from a miserable place to a happy place. And ashashvatam, even if you make some kind of arrangement, even if you try to adjust things, so making things, oh, this is very nice, okay, it's not so bad anyway, we'll keep the mask on and keep ourselves safe from the virus and all these things. We can make some kind of arrangements and make this the world in a nice, and we can tolerate it. But no, Ashashatam, get out. Time of death comes, Yamaraj comes, you have to get out. You can't stay anyway. So it's not fit compared to a laboratory. Finish your business and get out. So one of the contributions, Srila Prabhupada pointed out that the contribution that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur made was that he very nicely introduced this principle given by the six Goswamis, this Yukta Vairagya. He actually, at that time, the time of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, the picture of a Vaishnava was just like that of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, to wear loincloth and to live very meager life, follow poverty, living under different trees, they did, of course. And they used to be seen as beggars. Vaishnavas at the time, they were accepted, they're Vaishnav, all the beggars, they can't do anything. They're not qualified for any type of work. They're just useless characters. They go around and cheat, just chant a little bit, and they beg for their maintenance in this way. But no, that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that the best actually should be offered to the Vaishnava. Of course, they were not trained up to be living at the cost of, at the expense of others, but they were trained up. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur trained his devotees as preachers like that, to preach this knowledge, to disseminate this wonderful knowledge, this most important knowledge to human society. And of course he had that Brihad Madranga, the printing press. He printed so many books, he translated and published so many books. And Swami said that he made these big temple, palace temples, that he sent his devotees. He himself rode in motor vehicles, the cars, for the first time. He showed how to utilize. He said that the great best things should be offered to the Vaishnavas. They should be Vaishnavas, of course. They have to be qualified servants of the Lord, because the servant of the Lord is the representative of the Lord. Therefore, should be given all respect, just like the viceroy in India at that time. Viceroy was the representative of the king and queen. They're given all respect. So this Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, he said that whenever he was offering respects to his Guru Maharaj, that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur would reply, Dasosmi, that I am your servant. This is the mood of the spiritual master, is that he is the servant. Spiritual master is the best servant of the Supreme Personality of God. And therefore, any devotees, his mentality is that he's a servant. That, I think that was the mood in 1973 when Srila Prabhupada was finishing his lecture, that my spiritual master has sent you all, and I thank you so much for helping me in my service to him. And therefore he became very emotional like that. Other sannyasis, so what else we got here? I don't have long time today. I have to go to work. I think we're going to stop there. And if anyone has some kind of comment, question, favorite pastime they want to relate. Anything? That's good.
You mentioned Durga Devi in Kanyakumari.
Yes.
On a similar note, I've also heard from somebody the origin of Radharani, which is from southern India, a lady named Goda. Have you heard? And she was somewhere in the 6th or 7th century, I think. And
I couldn't understand.
Did you understand?
Radharani is somewhere.
I've heard from somebody that there's an origin of Radharani somewhere in the 6th or 7th century.
Origin?
Yeah, I mean, how Radharani basically, the concept of Radharani basically, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu
acquired. Oh, the concept of Radharani is recent?
So I've heard that there was a lady in southern India, her name was Goda Devi, and she was somewhere in the maybe 6th or 7th century. And it's actually documented very well in the southern literature. So I was thinking, have you heard about Goda Devi and anything relation
what,
with
what
the...
What is this lady supposed to be?
And she was in love with Krishna, and she depicted the same symptoms what Radharani and her relationship with the, similar symptoms like Radharani. So I've heard that from somebody, somebody from the Ramanujan.
Is she supposed to be an incarnation of Radharani? Or
Radharani, actually, the concept of Radharani came from the Goda Devi.
Oh, the concept of Radharani came. Well,
so because it was 6th, 7th century, and it was documented, and everything.
Yeah, there's
the
lots
symptoms
of
heard. Did you
personalities.
Hear
there's lots of personalities, and Srila Prabhupada mentions sometimes that in every village of Bengal, you can find someone claiming to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that similarly, I'm sure you can find also the counterpart, that the Supreme Lord's consort is there. You can find, I'm sure, some. But we take the evidence from the scriptures and the spiritual masters, the acharyas, and I don't know, there's many genuine devotees of India genuine devotees of Krishna throughout India, throughout the world now, of course, also. And so we can't make any judgment, but we'd have to see. What is your qualification? I couldn't make further comment, yes.
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, Prabhupada only met him twice, right?
No, not twice. I heard, just recently I heard he was talking. He said not more than 10 times, he said. He said not more than 10 times. Of course, the first meeting was in 1922, and he bowed down, and immediately when he got up, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, "You are educated young men, you should go and preach to Krishna consciousness in the English language." And then again, at the just before Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's disappearance, 2 weeks or something, he got a letter. It was actually 13th, I think he got the letter that confirming same. But no, he met him a few times. One time also he was saying that he was sitting on a couch, and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur came and sat down on the same couch, and all the other devotees were sitting on the floor. And he said, so in this way he gave this instruction that gradually we can understand what we are meant to do. the Dhammi Buddhi Yogam Tam. Krishna gives instruction to the devotees through his heart. How to act? He said, I understood that I should be sitting on the floor. He said, I didn't do it that immediately, but from then on, I never didn't sit on the floor. So then again in Kosi, he went to visited him in Kosi, and at Radhakund, he met him at Radhakund. So there was, he said, not more than 10 times he met his spiritual master. So this is a very important instruction that Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha Sarva Siddhi Hoy, that one can become perfect just with a moment's association with the pure devotee, if one gets that opportunity, if one is sincere. Yes, all right. Abhika.
You also mentioned in the beginning of the class about a sadhu, he shouldn't be scared of death or something like that.
Yeah.
So my question is somewhere related with the death and the pain. So I understand the sadhu should not have, a good sadhu should not have should not be fearful of death. But how about the pain? I mean, everybody has the pain, right? So does he not also have a pain, like pain of the body?
Pain of the body, Srila Prabhupada answered that question. He says tolerates. Tam matra sparshas tu konteya. He understands that this matra is simply, matra means simply sparshas tu konteya. Sparsha is the touch. Sitoshna sukha dukha da. Agama apaino. Agama becomes apaina nityas. Always coming and going. Tamsta tikshasva bharata. It's a very preliminary teachings of Krishna and Bhagavad Gita. We're not the body. We should understand that. We should realize that. This is the difference between the devotees and the Mayavadis. The Mayavadis, as they say, aham brahmasmi, but the devotee is supposed to act on that platform and realize that platform of what you are.
And yes.
What you are, we have to understand that.
And that's a good thing. You said, tolerance, on the tolerance, but, if my hand is amputated and, I'm going to have pain, I'm going to shout, scream. So is that... How do you relate that, screaming
on,
with the tolerance?
That depends on the consciousness of the individual consciousness of the person. That when one becomes more conscious, then he can feel, of course, those pains more. He also gave, I was listening also, he was giving pain that, he was giving an example that a child has not so much developed consciousness. He said he took his daughter for operation on boil. And he was going, it's not very much, but developed consciousness, older person, very painful it could be. So consciousness is developed, and he gave that sometimes example that even materially, I think it was Stalin or something, he had some stomach operation. He said, I don't need any anesthetic. The doctors were giving him anesthetic. I don't need any anesthetic. Just go ahead. So it depends on the person, how his consciousness is developed.
On the similar note on the tolerance, on the similar note on the physical pain, tolerance of physical pain,
yes.
I've also heard that one quality of the Kshatriya and the Brahman, that Brahman cannot tolerate his physical pain, but a Kshatriya can tolerate his physical pain.
Yeah.
So how do you relate that Brahman and Kshatriya and the tolerance part?
Yeah, that was found out in the tolerance of Karna when he was studying under Parashuram, no? That he was able to tolerate some insect was cutting into his skin. Parashuram was resting on his lap and the insect was burrowing into his skin and he tolerated it. And when Parashuram said, you're not a Brahmin, Brahmin's not going to tolerate that. So, these are things, I mean, how Brahman is tolerant in other ways, perhaps, maybe Kshatriya is accustomed to such pains of the body. He's not supposed to come back from battle without a wound. That is how one reacts with his body, that is the individual. One has to, ultimately has to come to that platform. If one is Krishna conscious, then everything automatically understood. Yes, there are some of you.
I love the Bhakti
Siddhanta,
the lion.
Huh?
I love the Bhakti Siddhanta, the lion.
Lion Guru, yes.
Because people, you know, he was such a, nobody could defeat him in debate.
Yes,
and I heard people would flee from him when they saw him.
Mayavadis were very much afraid of him. And also, it's very important, last time I gave lecture, I was mentioning this, how Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur established that the anyone is capable of coming to the platform of not only Brahman, but Vaishnav. Brahman and Vaishnav is the superior to the Brahman. So he established that. There was unfortunate, sometimes some of his followers that they were not prepared to even to take the prasadam offered by the ISKCON devotees. But that is going on. Anything else? Do you have anything of this tolerance question?
Tolerate their senses.
Tolerate their senses. Tolerate the urge of the senses, yes. This is more important, yes.
I have
detail that Brahmachari Club didn't last because nobody could follow the requirements and they couldn't enlist new people who could follow the requirements.
Except him.
Yeah, he was the only one. And I also read this morning, or the other day, that he wrote his first book at the age of 11.
11?
I think it was a commentary. I can't remember where.
I think he knew the whole Bhagavad Gita at 7?
7, yeah.
7? He was a walking encyclopedia. Yes. Sorry.
Yes. Yeah. Anyway, it just shows, you know, these great acharyas, age is not really an issue. They're geniuses from early. Yeah, they're geniuses. And like you said, who at 2 or 3 would control, could make a vow? We can't even make a vow now. Keep it.
Okay, some other things for Greg.
Yes. There's a little hilarious story, as you mentioned, about Mayavadis. That one Mayavadi was giving a big lecture and Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur happened to be passing by that village, so he immediately went there and there was thousands of people in the audience listening, and he's trying to establish, we are one, there is no God and servant, it's all one, just one. And Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur straight went to the stage and started slapping him. He said, I don't agree. We are two. You getting pain, I'm not getting pain. I'm slapping you. Do you see we are two, not one? They're like so shocked. So then eventually they all left and Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur took over the audience.
Yes, thank you.
You mentioned Bhagavad Gita. I've not read Chaitanya Charitamrita. I've just heard some bits and pieces. I'm wondering, does Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ever quote Bhagavad Gita?
Did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quote Bhagavad Gita?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yes. They had a nice discussion on one verse from Advaita Acharya on the. Yes.
No, which verse?
Sorry.
Which verse and where? Do you know where?
Chapter 21. Yes, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was very famous as a walking encyclopedia. Sometimes he had debate, and well, there was one case that the person he was debating with soiled himself like that. He was, they told him he can't use this books or this talks, and still he took initiation from Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji. And this is very instructive also, that the there's a Vedic aphorism, yasmin vigyate sarvam evam vigyate bhavati, that one who understands the Supreme Lord, he understands everything. So this is, even though Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was such a great scholar, especially astronomy and astrology, he gave that all up, but he took to a higher path. People don't take up their lower things. He went to the higher platform of Krishna, the science of Krishna consciousness, and preaching that. And he took that initiation from Gaur Kishore Das Babaji, who was outwardly not so erudite scholar externally, but he understood the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so therefore it was not some kind of ploy or something one, like Srila Prabhupada says, one doesn't take the spirit, doesn't accept a spiritual master as one accepts a dog, as your pet or servant. That, oh, come here, do that, do this, give me that. You don't, spiritual master is the, I was also, Achyutananda told us that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, even though he was spiritual master, he never said that you must do this or you must do that. He said, you should do this, you should do that, or I will go here if Krishna desires. So, what is that? He sang that nice song, Dushtamana Tumi Kishera Vaishnava. Said if one, there's a quote here. I'm trying to find that. Let the devotees do service to me. If we do not get deliverance from the hands of this bad attitude, there will be no benefit for us. This is one quote from given by Sri. All right. Jai Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur ki jai. Jai Prabhupada ki jai.
I have something to tell you, the question.